Coming up, we're taking a peek into the holidays at Universal Orlando. From the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, this is the Universal Edition of the Diz Unplugged. This is episode 199 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect universal vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. I am your host, Craig Williams. Today, I am joined alongside by my co-host, Mr. Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
I should have said, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Because we're getting in the holiday spirit. Did you see the Grinch?
No. Well, no. I was going to go tonight, but we're going to see the holiday stuff tonight. So, and then Harry Potter comes out. I will have seen the Grinch by the end of this weekend.
We'll see if that actually sticks. My guess is no, but we'll talk about it on our 201st episode spectacular that we'll do eventually.
Someday.
I feel like celebrating episode 200 is overrated.
Is that what this episode is?
No, this is episode 199.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, we will be celebrating episode 201, just skipping 200 entirely. Yeah.
It's like the 13th floor. You just don't stop at it.
Exactly. It has nothing to do. I did see the Grinch, though.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I saw it with my lady.
Did you like it?
Yes. Yeah, I did. I really enjoyed it.
Did you like it more than you thought you would?
I had pretty decent expectations when I went into it, and it definitely met my expectations. It was, I will say, you know, Illumination, you never know if it's going to be more on the kid-friendly side of things or the perfect for both. I will say that the tone of the movie is definitely, it speaks a little bit more towards children, but there's some endearing moments that, like, really run through that are, like, that's... I don't think kids would necessarily pick up on the emotion, but adults definitely will. It's weird. I'm not going to like get into a plot or anything with it, but basically, I feel like in this one, adults are going to connect with the Grinch, and kids are going to connect with the children in the movie. So it's kind of like it's definitely a different approach to it, but I thought the animation in it was great. I thought it was very humorous. I enjoyed it as a whole. So it's a way in my book, it is miles ahead of the awful Jim Carrey version. It just, that one needs to be erased from the lexicon now.
How dare you?
But
this one offers something new.
Yes. I would call it a new take on the Grinch story. So it's not, it's definitely where the Jim Carrey version, I feel like, chose like, okay, we need to explore more story here and there to help build out from the time of the original, of the book and then the original animated short. I feel like this one said, you know what? Instead of just making an adaptation of that, we're going to make it more our time period in a sense with it and change elements to it to just make it fit with the story we want to tell. But ultimately, it's still the same idea. The Grinch is going to steal Christmas. It's just different ways it happens, different solutions at the end. It's definitely worth seeing. If you're a fan of the Grinch as a whole, I definitely recommend it. It doesn't compare to the animated classic. That is the original short. That is just they captured magic in a bottle. When they captured lightning in a bottle, it was pure magic for that one. But I think they could incorporate it into Universal very well if they wanted to. So, and I would do that and just leave the Jim Carrey version in the dust. One day you will admit it's bad. Even Kylie, she still wouldn't say it was bad, but she did heavily hint towards that did make that one look really awful. And it was bad because we got home from the theater seeing it and the Jim Carrey version was on. And it's just like, no, it's not that great. But yeah, so holiday stuff. Essentially, This is going to be a fun episode out in the field tonight. Well, tonight, giving away spoilers. We're recording this the day before its release. We are getting a preview of all the holiday stuff at Universal. It officially starts this weekend on Saturday, the 17th, if I have my dates correct in my brain, Saturday the 17th. And before it starts, though, we're getting a preview of the Magic of Christmas at Hogwarts Castle, of Universal's holiday parade featuring Macy's. We're apparently going to see an appearance from the Grinch. So we're going to get our little holiday preview that we've gotten at least last year and in years prior as well, too. So we figured, instead of, you know, letting it happen, and then next week we have off, because next week is Thursday is Thanksgiving. So mm-hmm. we never record a episode Thanksgiving, so that's going to be off. So it wouldn't be until, well, the next week after that we would actually get to talk about the holiday stuff. And so we figured we might as well just put it out right away, so that way you can start chewing on it through Thanksgiving. And then, you know, we'll probably be back to talk more about the holidays later on. But yeah, and with that being said, let's head out to Universal and experience the holidays. And we've made it here to Universal Orlando, just like we promised you. And starting off the night with, well, dinner, but we're not going to bore you with those details, because it's just dinner. It's nothing special. You don't get to be a part of it. Oh. We are lucky enough to. We're fortunate enough to. But I'm not going to gloat about the dinner they gave us.
The Grinch donut.
Or the Grinch donut they gave us. Neither of those. But yeah, so we did get kind of a little bit of an overview of what's going to be happening all this holiday season here at Universal, you know, with the Universal's holiday parade featuring Macy's, with Grinchmas. They promised we're going to get to see the new set tonight, not the show. Magic of Christmas at Hogwarts Castle is back. So all that good stuff that we've known and expected to be here. So, but we did get to watch a very interesting dance performance by King Julian of Madagascar.
Yeah, the lemurs and poinsettias joined him. And yeah. It was, you know, King Julian's favorite song, I Like to Move It. I like to move it. I don't, it was clearly them being like, remember, we have all these characters now. They're ours.
Move it! I like to move it. I like to move it. I like to move it. Hey! I like to move it. All dance all over the world. Origin of King Julian on his case band. I love how all the girls move their body. And when you move your body, you're gonna move it nice and sweet and sassy. Alright? Woman, you're cute, and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body makeup on mother. Woman, you're cute, and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body makeup on mother. Woman, physically fit. Woman, physically fit.
Go Santa.
I like to move it. I like to move it. I like to move it. Yeah, I like to move it. 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 Yeah, I like to move it.
Go Santa.
To Madagascar, yes, it's the holidays, y'all. Let's get some ants up in here, yeah. Move it. Jungle boogie. Hop. Move it. You really think this is never gonna end? Because it is. 3, 2, 1.
And then after that, we got treated to another special hello from the Grinch himself. Just yes. Very briefly, as if he could talk for 10 seconds and had to run away.
Did someone mention the Maven of Mischief?
That's the Grinch, yeah, it's best. Yeah!
Well, Mr. Grinch, we're so glad you're here. I was just talking about the Who's caroling all through Whoville.
The Who's. Oh, those blasted Who's and their holiday cheer. And more singing.
Mm-hmm. More singing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Caroling. Caroling in the streets.
Ew.
Come on. It's the joy, the spirit. Let's come on. Hug it out.
What?
No, holiday
spirit. No, you can't follow me again. I'm out of here. I must stop Christmas from coming.
And
he's got a new outfit on.
Yeah, so we'll have to see if that's the same outfit that he's wearing in all the shows and stuff. But our first thing we're going to actually do tonight, though, besides all of this, is we're going to watch the technical rehearsal of Universal's Holiday Parade featuring Macy's. So let's check it out.
Thank you. that just ended, Universal's Holiday Parade featuring Macy's. Oh, and it's also quieter now, minus the beautiful sounds of Karen Carpenter. Yeah, you got some soap in your hair, buddy. I mean, snow. Snow. So, yeah, second year of the revamped parade here at Universal Orlando.
I forgot how long it was.
Yeah.
It's a long parade.
It is a very long parade, so I don't even have the time. I wasn't paying attention to how long it was, but it is a lengthy parade. Lots of entertaining floats in it, though. Nothing changed. I tried to watch the video of it as we were watching the actual parade, and it didn't look like there was any changes this year versus last year, so that's good to know that if you're a repeat coming back to see it again, expect the same one. Don't expect anything new with it, though. Seems like pacing still is kind of an issue. It feels like...
It's I know character heavy in the front, and then less specific character heavy.
Yeah, it felt like there was less awkward pauses than there was last year.
For sure.
Last year, there also wasn't any families or anyone else watching it with us.
Well, there's a lot of, like... So, because the characters are all kind of out front, and they're all like, oh, I'm King Julian, and Shrek, and everyone's saying Merry Christmas, but then you get to the other stuff later, nobody's like yelling out to the audience anymore.
Yeah.
So it kind of like, it feels a little like, nobody's like cheering us on anymore.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. So it's not, there's definitely things they could do to tweak it, even if it is change the order up of stuff, but we're lucky enough that for this, we get to watch it right in New York, right in front of Macy's, to see the tree light up at the end. That is still the ultimate spot. If you're watching this parade, you have to catch it there.
And the snow happens, and I like the parade.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. I like
it. Yeah, I like it too. I watched it, I think, two more times last year after our media preview, and it was better and better as long as the crowd's into it. And yeah, no, I it's definitely a step up from when it was just the Macy's Holiday Parade, for sure. So I'm not sure what we're moving on to next.
Grinch set.
It could be. Or it might not. We don't know for sure. But we're going to move on to the next thing, and we'll keep sharing.
1, 2, 3, hey!
All out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, please don't eat rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas, right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinning. Over the Santa deer, we're in a hurry, so climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We are right outside of Hogsmeade and Islands of Adventure. Sorry we didn't get to you right after we got to see the new Grinchmas stage, but I don't think I was prepared when they said it was new, just how new they meant. Like, it is completely overhauled. It's just 100% different. Like, there's still the tree right in the middle, but now there's a staircase surrounding the tree. The Grinch's cave has moved from the left side of the stage to the right side for the first time ever.
It's got a door that goes in.
Yeah, and we're going to go inside for the first time ever, as well as all the way.
Cindy Lou's house, too, yeah.
Yeah, so what did you think of the stage?
It was interesting. They said they were trying to take it back to basics, back to the classic
cartoon.
The cartoon.
Yeah.
The cartoon that we all love. And that, like, Cindy Lou Who's house was going to open like a book, like the narrator was going to do that stuff. So I'm interested to see what they do with it. I'm not in love with the Grinch's new outfit, but I'm open-minded here.
Yeah.
I like the story, so I look forward to going to see it.
We didn't describe it very well. It's not hairy anymore. It's more like pressed perm.
press permanent. Like when Corey got the perm on Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Imagine that on him.
Yeah, it's very, it looks more spongy, more like a...
like a rabbit costume, perhaps? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, kind of, but...
A gorilla?
Yeah, but I love the look of the stage this year. I think it is definitely, it feels more intimate, and it feels less tired than the show kind of did. Like, we didn't see the full show. We didn't even see any portion of the show, just the stage. But it felt like it had a new energy just being there. So I'm all for their... The new edition of the stage.
Hold around the sparkling fire. Have a merry Christmas day. Find the broomstick in your stocking. See the magic on display.
Finished for the night. We are standing in front of this wonderful Christmas tree here at Lowe's Sapphire Falls. We aren't staying here, but we did start our night here and we parked here, so that's why we are back here. After we last left you, we went into Hogsmeade and we witnessed the magic of Christmas at Hogwarts Castle.
So with that, hot butter beer.
Yeah. We didn't showcase that, but as we walked in, they gave us delicious hot butter beer, and I think this might be the first time that I actually enjoyed hot butter beer, too. I've had a lot, and usually I don't care for it, but this night, I was like, it's hitting the spot, despite it being 75 degrees outside.
Nothing like a hot butter beer on a hot day.
But none of that rain came in that you're going to hear us talk about in just like a couple minutes.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, yeah, so we went and watched the show. It is the projection show on Hogwarts Castle that has a Christmas element to it. Starts off with the ghost carolers, mm-hmm. and then, you know, has some scenes from the Yule Ball. Fred and George show up, of course, to showcase Weasley's Wizard Wheezes and the Flying Ford Anglia flies around, knocks over snowmen. It's really fun. It's a really beautiful projection show. I prefer it over the other show that they do throughout the year. And there's nothing new with it, but I still think it's one of those nice things. If you just stumble upon it, it's really enjoyable. So it's going to happen about every 15, 20 minutes as you are here throughout the holiday season, which all the holiday stuff here is lasting until January 6th.
That's nice.
So, yeah, you have plenty of time to see it, even a little bit of time after Christmas. But, yeah, what's your thoughts on the show?
Oh, I agree with you. I like it. I don't get me wrong. I like the other show, too. But this the Christmas show is just like, I don't know. It, with all the decorations that are up in Hogsmeade, the garland with the lights and everything, the show is just a nice little icing on the cake.
Yeah, I completely agree. So what are you most looking forward to this holiday season here at Universal?
Actually, going into Seuss Landing, I noticed that they have a new Christmas tree out front there.
They do.
And with the idea that the show's getting kind of a little bit of a refresh, sort of-ish,
yeah.
I'm interested to kind of see that. It does get a little crammed and tight in there for me, but I'm looking forward to that, I think.
I have to agree. So last year was about the addition of Christmas at Hogwarts and the new parade, and now it feels like this year it's about giving the Grinch that extra treatment, bringing that up to par. So I'm very excited to see if there's any changes at all to the show. There shouldn't be, and they didn't say it. No one asked as well, too, but I'm excited to just see it in its new environment, see how it plays out. And the rest of Seuss Landing, they kept mentioning the carolers, so it feels like there's going to be more carolers than ever around before, but rhinos...
I've been accosted by them before.
Yeah, and you're still afraid of them, so...
Oh, I am. They come up and talk to you. I don't...
Yeah.
I'm not like... They're like, oh, what's that device? And I'm like, oh, that's a video camera. I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah. It's interacting with who's always awkward, but that's a look at what we got to see tonight. We'll, of course, try to be back here a couple times to check out more of what's happening for the holidays at Universal. So that's it for this time, but back to you guys in the studio. Rhino, wasn't that just a time?
It sure was a time.
It was. I hate that the rain came in and really threw everything for a twist, but you know what? That's Florida.
Don't know that happened for sure.
The forecast, as as of the time we're recording this hours before it, the forecast is not looking great.
80%. So.
And on top of that, it's like, it's not... It, just the entire state of Florida apparently is covered in green and rain, and it's one of those weird ones where it's not coming in off the coast or anything. It's literally just, it appears from nowhere and just builds up. So, but the day this is being released, the weather is amazing, so it was worth all of those issues that we dealt with.
This whole weekend's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and I'm going to be stuck in a room listening about Mickey Mouse.
I know, and the one jacket-wearing days that we have approaching.
And, luckily, I won't be inside too much on the two better days, but yeah, it's been grinding my gears all week when I keep looking at the weather like, you've got to be...
Lows in the 40s, highs in the 60s. It's like Christmas came early.
I'm going to have fun, but... Would I rather hear about Mickey, or would I rather enjoy cold weather? Rather have both.
Okay.
I'd rather have both. I do. I like Universal, and I like Disney. And you don't have to like one of them exclusively.
No.
And that's the PSA for today. So thank you very much, Rhino, for going out to Universal with me.
Well, you're welcome.
It's always fun. Always have a good time. And thank you so much to everyone who was listening to this and watching this and supporting us. So it means a lot to us. And we hope that you'll give thanks to us this Thanksgiving the same way we're giving thanks to all of you out there on this Thanksgiving. That's happening next week, not this week.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, I'm giving thanks. Apparently, Rhino's not.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to take the thanks in. He doesn't want to dish them out, but I got your back on that. So, of course, if you need any extra information, DizUnplugged.com, home of our show notes page for the show and all the others on the Diz Unplugged Podcast Network, where you can find links to our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our email, uopodcast@DizUnplugged.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead, subscribe to us if you haven't yet. Hit that bell for notifications. Give us a thumbs up, leave comments below, all of that good stuff. Just do it all. If you're listening to this on iTunes, go ahead, subscribe, rate
and review us, please. It helps to spread the word for other people looking for a good show, or in this case, looking for a bad show. This will help them out a lot. So thank you once again to everyone out there for listening and watching this. We won't see you next week, but we'll see you the week after with the next episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition Big 200. But until then, remember, we still have not changed the name.